We have Dwayne DeWitt and Brenda Edelman. Did anyone else sign up? Because I only have two. Okay. Please step forward.
I'd like to give you a map, if I may.
And then can you re-identify yourself?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. This chair?
Yes, you can pick whichever one you want.
I'll take the one on the right.
Hi, my name's Dwayne DeWitt. I'm from Roseland, and I came to thank your staff and then also urge them. It's been since the beginning of the year I came here and spoke about the disadvantaged, underserved community of concern known as Roseland. I've just given you a map that's from the city of Santa Rosa that's working on a specific plan. When I came at the beginning of the year, I asked you folks to help us get public information about the long-standing problem of toxic contaminations of underground aquifer, leaking underground storage tanks, what are known as brownfield areas. So now we're near the end of the year, and we need a report. There's a community meeting that's happening on the 21st of October for the city of Santa Rosa to talk about this area, and the county is also preparing a brownfields application for the US EPA. Basically, we need to get something from you folks that we can show the community, and then we could also show different agencies. When I say you folks, I mean the staff. I know you folks are at one level, and it's the staff doing the good, hard work, and I know they're working on it. I've seen their members at various functions. Last night there was one, and a member was there on his own time, so I can appreciate that they're doing it. But there's a sense of urgency now. We're in a really crunch time here because to try to apply for a brownfields grant from the US EPA, you just have 2 months to do it. When they give you the notice, the request for proposal, boom, you got to get it done. I'm volunteering my time to give to the county to help them prepare this. There's a portrait of Sonoma County that I think you might all want to take a look at that's been put together with census data, and it points out that the Roseland area is the most disadvantaged census district in all of Sonoma County. There's 99 districts. We're at the bottom. We need to get this help. And so I can't stress enough that while I appreciate everything that's going on, we'd like to get it now, and that's really important. And this is for two main things. One is to dispel the false perceptions that are out there that our area is still problematic. I think that things are not as bad as they are. And also to help us with new approaches for positive land use potentials. This map I just gave to you folks to look at it is how the city's looking at some land use ideas. We'd like to see better things there. And the only way we can get that is if we can show that, hey, these problems from the past are gone. And they've been problems to us for 30 years. So I really appreciate that you folks have taken the time to look into it. But now we'd like to get that report in the next 2 weeks, if possible. I know the staff's gonna look at me and go, what? We got a million things to do. But hey, Roseland's only got this chance now, and I've been coming here for all these years. So please, give me that opportunity. I can see my time is almost up. I'll stick within the limits, but I have to emphasize, we need it now. Thank you.
Thank you. Board member questions. Say you got a reprieve of time by board questions.
Sure, that's very rare.
That's very rare in my case, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Don't faint away under the pressure.
Well, for one, Dwayne, I want to thank you for one, as a community activist and a member, to try to better your community and to bring us back into the fold of McMinn. My understanding is also that our staff with Craig Hunt and I believe Mr. Rob Dickerson have engaged on this. I'm curious, so the community workshop is when? The October 21st?
That's October 21st. It's the city of Santa Rosa putting it on. It's at the Shepherd School, which is also one of the worst census districts down in there. And it'd be a wonderful time if you folks could be there. But if I could take a report in, we could say at least it's going on, and then we could schedule some sort of a community meeting to be held up in that Roseland Community Corridor along Sebastopol Road where the contamination was. At one time, there were over 50 sites. We're hoping it's down below maybe 20. And after 30 years, we figure, hey, you know, you get 66%, you're doing good. But we got to have something we can show folks.
Well, I agree. And I wanted to just ask then through you, Matt, that, you know, staff continues. I know you guys have been working on this. I really appreciate it. Let us know, you know, how that goes. I will try to make that October 21st meeting if I can, Dwayne.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for your work. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that you're even paying attention.
I try to pay attention.
Any other board member comments? I just wanted to thank board member Norn for volunteering to go. I think it'd be important to give whatever impetus we can. Brenda Edelman, I don't even have to call you up. Is it
I'm on top of things this morning. Yeah. Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. I'm here to ask you something that I know you're not going to want to do. Surprise, surprise. I've been spending at least 100 hours in the last week burrowed in my office reading your TMDL on the bacteria. I actually took computer notes on about 80% of it. Unfortunately, at my age, I have a really hard time organizing material, so I can burrow in on specific things, but when I look at the whole thing trying to organize it, it was quite a difficult task because this is one of the most complex items I've ever had to deal with. And it's also one of the most important. And I also learned that the county has written you comments, but apparently you haven't received them yet. I received the county comments on Friday. They were supposedly approved yesterday, and I was unable to go to the meeting because I was working on my comments, but they have written a very strong statement that I assume you'll read today. I was given permission saying this was a public document, so I have permission to talk about it, and basically they're asking you to extend the deadline, and I'm making a strong appeal to ask you to extend the deadline. I think there's been 45 days to review something that your staff has written, spent about 4 or 5 years developing, and it's of critical importance to those people who own property along the Russian River and its tributaries. And I'd like to just read you a few lines from a summary of what the county submitted, and it said, "The draft comments first note that given the complexity of the issue and potential impacts, more time is needed for review and comment and to ensure that all affected property owners have been put on notice. The draft comments seek to further define and narrow the scope of those affected and the expectations for the identified property owners. As the permitting agency, PRMD is in charge of permitting new and replacement wells. Staff's primary concerns with regards to the draft TMDL is the potential requirement that PRMD will be in charge of enforcement of existing septic systems, which raises the issues of PRMD's authority and funding to enforce." And they focused on existing systems because apparently they say right now they just deal with new systems and repairs of systems of people who come in for permits or who want to expand their house. But they're claiming, and I didn't even realize this, that up to now they haven't felt any responsibility to deal with just existing systems that were not coming to their department for any reason. I plead with you to give us some more time. I know I've heard staff say it's not urgent. In fact, there's something in my notes. I don't have the wording right in front of me. But the document actually asks you to delay sending it to the state until they adopt their new guidelines on bacteria. So that I have not gotten any indication that this is a very urgent thing where you could not extend the time for comments. I would very much
You're
like
on
to.
You're on red light, just so you know.
Well, I'll make one more comment quickly, and that is that I'd like to send you my comments in a finished form. Right now, what you have is sort of a mess of questions and things that would be very hard for your staff to respond to, although I did submit it all. Thank you.
Thank you. Does staff have any comments?
I'm not prepared to respond with regard to the request to extend the public comment period. The public comment period closes today, and we look forward to receiving all written comments by that deadline.
Board members, I think Board Member Hale.
Yeah, just a quick comment, Brenda. You do have Mr. Kuzmar sitting right behind you, so I know that if you're having some trouble getting through a couple of technical details or navigating kind of the big picture, is a golden opportunity to have your technical expert right here, and I've got full faith in his ability to walk you through it.
I don't quite follow you.
You had said that you were struggling to get through some of the document online, or at least the document that you have, and trying to wade through some of the information, if I understood you correctly.
Well, I think that some of the information I have no hope of understanding. It's just way too technical to absorb in a short conversation with someone. But what I was trying to say was that I have all different kinds of points that are in the order they appear to the document, but they're not organized into meaningful comments in a professional way. They're just a hodgepodge of comments. Most of the document is just comments and questions, but not in any, I don't know how to explain it, but
I think I see what you're saying.
Organized now, so. Way okay. That makes it easy to deal with. It's going to be harder for your staff to deal with what I'm turning in.
Okay.
Thank you. I believe that concludes the public comment. So the next item is